The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
It's Super Bowl week. ESPN Plus, the ESPN app, and SiriusXM Channel 80, and on your smart speaker. We made it. I said on radio shows to promo the, you know, debut of this show, the launch of this show, 0% chance we make it to the Super Bowl. I underestimated America's tolerance for fatalities due to COVID. I never thought we'd get to 400,000. I figured if half that number, people would be like, oh, wait, maybe we shouldn't be gathering in places and stuff. But nope, everyone forged right through. And here we are. It's Super Bowl week. One more game to be played. And by the way, hats off to the NFL in this sense. Zero COVID tests now for what, 2 weeks? And they're testing twice a day, the Bucs and the Chiefs. Testing twice a day all week. Like, just knock wood. We have at least, they're not going to be full rosters because the Chiefs have injuries. But at least we have rosters that don't reflect, like, absences due to COVID. That would be excellent. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Did the Rams admit they made a huge mistake? The Max Kellerman Show, presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests join me on the Goodyear Hotline. First, it's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless.
According to ESPN's Adam Schefter, the Lions are dealing QB Matthew Stafford to the Rams in exchange for quarterback Jared Goff.
I don't think that Matthew Stafford is a significant upgrade. No, I do not.
Well, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Matthew Stafford is a significant upgrade over Jared Goff. Jared Goff is a middle-of-the-pack quarterback, and Matthew Stafford's a good quarterback. He's a good quarterback. I'll say this. I look at a guy like Justin Herbert, and people on our air have, ESPN, have compared him to both Patrick Mahomes and Dan Marino. And I don't think Justin Herbert's quite that. But I would put it like this about Justin Herbert. I would say his floor is Matthew Stafford. When you hear a guy's floor is Matthew Stafford, you go, ooh, he's going to be really good. Because if your floor is Stafford, that's a good floor. But if I told you his ceiling was Matthew Stafford, what would you think? He might not be a great quarterback. Because Matthew Stafford's not a great quarterback. He's a good quarterback. But we do see, we have a little chance for an experiment here. Has it been a dysfunctional organization, or just a bad one in Detroit, that has kept a very good quarterback looking only good? That has kept a guy who could be a winning quarterback from winning? Because if you have a good coach, which McVay is, I think we all acknowledge, and a good quarterback, you should be in the playoffs more years than you're not. That's how it works in the NFL. Number one thing is coach quarterback. You got that, you're halfway there. Maybe more. So, they have Stafford. The Rams acquire Stafford. It is an upgrade. The Rams are poised to make a run next year. However, what a price they paid for Matthew Stafford. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Goff and, first of all, you spent the number one pick in the draft on Jared Goff. Draft capital in a given pick doesn't get higher than that. The number one overall pick in the draft. And you paid him, at the time, the richest contract in football history. So you think that he did what you wanted him to do. That's why you paid him that contract. I said at the time it was a mistake, but okay. The number one pick in the draft, the richest contract in history, that means both in resources and treasure itself, like both in resources as it relates to draft compensation and in actual money. The Rams could not have invested more in Goff. The number one overall pick plus the richest contract ever. This is their guy. And then you turn around and in order to get out of the contract, you deal that, which is, remember, a first overall and the most money ever. You deal that and two number ones and a number three for Stafford? Stafford and his deal, which is cheaper than Goff's, is worth two ones and a three over Goff and his deal? Whoa, that's a premium to play. I'll say this, They got they improved at quarterback, the Rams. I get it. But Les Snead just played poker and lost. Two ones and a three. Do you know that at the earliest, the Rams drafted in the first round in 2023? 24. At the earliest, 2024. Now, let me tell you something. And look, they picked up Jalen Ramsey for some, you know, high for draft compensation. They pick up Matthew Stafford. Those are nice pickups. And Ramsey especially has been incredible. But let me just say this. If you believe you can find real talent in the second and third rounds in the draft, okay, you ain't ever going to find Aaron Donald. You will never find Aaron. Aaron Donald was a high first-round pick. That kind of talent, you get in the first round. You ain't going to find Aaron Donald in the third round. It ain't going to happen. So the Rams are saying with this move, we believe we have everything but the quarterback to win a Super Bowl. Forget about getting to the Super Bowl. Goff got you to the Super Bowl. To win a Super Bowl. Okay. All right. But that's what's at stake. Win a Super Bowl, Les Snead, Sean McVay. Win a Super Bowl. And the more I talk about this to people, because it's Matthew Stafford to the Rams for Jared Goff and draft picks, according to Adam Schefter. But so Detroit gets the third round pick in 2021, a first in 2022, and a first in 2023. No third round pick in this upcoming draft, and no first round pick in the next two drafts. Goff was taken in 2016, I mentioned, number one overall. They haven't had a first round pick since. Ooh, that's a long wait, a long time to go. Do you guys think that Matthew Stafford made the Rams win the Super Bowl? I don't. I think maybe they can get back to win the Super Bowl. Okay. The more I talk about it, the more I hear from people, it had less to do with the premium that the Rams believed that Stafford gave them over Goff, though they do believe there's a premium there. And at least as much to do with the relationship between Goff and McVay, head coach Sean McVay, deteriorating. Here's Lindsey Thury, ESPN's Rams reporter, Sunday morning.
Week 12 of this last season, when for the first time ever, Sean McVay, who typically falls on the sword after any loss, finally said, you know, publicly, our quarterback has to take better care of the football. So that was really the first public red flag of this thing. It is going south. And then you go forward into the playoffs. You know, Jared Goff had the thumb surgery on his throwing hand thumb, but he told Sean McVay, I can play. I can return for the wild card playoff against the Seahawks, and I can play. And Sean McVay wasn't really hearing it. He determined early in the week that John Wolford, the undrafted free agent backup, was going to start. And I think that was really the clear sign that McVay was ready to move on from Jared Goff.
Lindsey Thury, Rams ESPN reporter. We've heard it. They did not, like, something really went sour in that Goff McVay relationship. And I think most Rams fans would agree. People have been paying attention. It's more McVay than Goff. Goff, when he had the play action threat with Todd Gurley in his prime, looked for 2/3 of that season like he should be in the MVP conversation. Looked like maybe he's an elite quarterback. But even by the end of that season, once Goff got banged up, it was clear. No, Aaron Donald's an MVP caliber player. Todd Gurley, when healthy, is. Goff is not. He's not. But he was the quarterback of a high-flying offense. Think back a couple of years when the Rams made the Super Bowl. They should have played the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Those were the two best offenses in the NFL. Remember that? That was the matchup we really wanted to see. Chiefs-Rams, the two best offenses. And the difference was the Rams played better defense than the Chiefs back then. I know the Rams weren't considered a good defensive team. I know I used to take them in DraftKings a lot, though. That defense and special teams, they'd rack me up a lot of points. They could get to the quarterback. They had Aaron Donald. Wow. This is spectacular. Like a spectacular gamble the Rams are taking. Los Angeles is saying, we are a quarterback away, and that quarterback is Stafford, by the way. Imagine you're the Eagles now and you want to move Carson Wentz. You're like, damn, they had to give up 2 firsts and a third and Goff to get out of that Goff contract? Goff better than Wentz. Whatever you want to say, Wentz maybe hit higher highs, but Goff, more consistent. 2 Pro Bowls and a Super Bowl appearance. Wentz never did that. And Goff was MVP conversation almost as long as Wentz was that season. Not quite as long. Can you imagine the Eagles being like, if we want to get out of this Wentz thing, how many firsts do we have to give up? How about Deshaun Watson? How are the Texans feeling today? Yo, they got a serviceable quarterback, two firsts and a third from Matt Stafford? Oh! And now, look, Stafford's a lot cheaper than Watson, and that matters. And Goff had a big contract, and that matters. But the Texans got to be the happiest team in the league today. That was Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Ricky Williams joins me on the Goodyear Hotline. Talk some football with the great Ricky Williams. Ricky, what's going on? Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
So I've just been ranting about the Rams and Lions trade. Ricky, my take is that Matthew Stafford is an upgrade over Goff, but oh my God, what a premium. Two firsts and a third? Ricky, they drafted the dude number one overall and then made him the richest player ever. And now you turn around a couple years later and to get out of it, two firsts and a third? Is Stafford that much better than Goff? What's your take on this situation?
You know, well, I have some personal experience of being part of a big deal that, where I was traded for a bunch of draft picks a couple of times. I think it's like what we're learning right now about the stock market. You know, it's about what people are willing to pay. And, you know, I think the most underrated thing in football is the connection between a quarterback and the head coach and the offensive coordinator. Because if those two people like can sync up and get on the same page, it brings the best out of the player. You can have a great player in a situation where they don't feel comfortable with the scheme and the coaching staff, and they're not going to be able to perform at an optimum level. So I think when teams invest this much, I think they believe in their ability to make it mesh and make it work.
Ricky, and you were considered a guy, talking to Ricky Williams here on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. Ricky, you were a guy with, you know, you were a stud, you were a star, and you were in a league at the time when running backs were perceived as more valuable than they are today, and yet that's a bad trade for a running back. They gave up two firsts and stuff for you, right? And it's not that you weren't excellent. It's that it's too much to give up. Because it's funny you bring that up. Everyone skips over the deals for you. And, like, we go right to Herschel Walker, right? Like, oh, my God, that was a mistake. But what we see is normally when a player is traded for that much draft capital, it's a mistake. And yet the Rams are willing to do it, Ricky.
Well, you know, I think, you know, I'll bring up the stock market again. People are always looking for the unicorn. You know, they're looking for that magic fairy dust. And if they get, you know, they drink the Kool-Aid, they're all in. And let's see. I mean, when you say, like, what would be worth it? A Super Bowl? Would that make it worth it?
Yep, it would. Yep. You have to win the Super Bowl. That's what I'm saying. They got to a Super Bowl with Goff, Ricky. So, like, they got to win one now if they're willing to do all this.
Well, that's the standard. I mean, I think that's the end of the conversation. You just say, well, if you guys know what you're doing, let's see. But the standard is you guys need to win a Super Bowl.
Ricky, this upcoming Super Bowl is a matchup of the best quarterback I've ever seen with my own eyes, in my opinion, in his prime, and Patrick Mahomes, against the greatest quarterback of all time, the most accomplished by far, you know, in Tom Brady. Who has the advantage in this matchup? How do you see it?
Oof, you know, it's a tough one. I think, you know, as far as experience, you know, no doubt, I think Tom Brady has the edge. You know, the big question mark is how well that experience translates to the rest of the team. You know, there's a saying that a lot of coaches have, and they say, act like you've been there before. And so where I think Mahomes gets the advantage is he was here last year. And, you know, once a team gets on a roll and builds success, confidence. You know, there's nothing more valuable than confidence. So, you know, after this analysis, you know, I have to give Mahomes the edge because of the confidence.
Ricky Williams, ladies and gentlemen, on Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. Ricky, of course, a star running back involved in a couple of trades, as he mentioned a couple of minutes ago, you know, for lots of draft compensation. Ricky, you bring up Mahomes and the success he's had recently. This is his third consecutive AFC Championship appearance and his second, and if not for a pre-snap penalty, it would have been his third consecutive Super Bowl appearance. And yet when I look at this matchup, what strikes me is how great people must think Mahomes is, because it's not like Brady doesn't have offensive weapons. And in addition, Brady has an offensive line that's healthier than Mahomes is right now. You got both tackles out. They're both excellent players. Brady's defense on all three levels is playing fantastic football, all playoffs. And yet the Chiefs are favored. They're favored to win because they got Mahomes under center. Who do you like to win the game?
I like the Chiefs. I said it before. You know, I think the most underrated thing in football is the connection between a quarterback and a head coach and coordinator. And when I look at these two teams, I think the Chiefs have the edge. And I think after watching the Super Bowl last year and watching what Mahomes did to a very good 49ers team that had been beat, it's hard to bet against him if you watched the game last year.
Is that what it is? Like, Mahomes strikes me as the kind of guy, you know, everyone, you could play like Little League or anything. You could see when you have the guy who you think is the best player in the league, that gives the whole team confidence, right? Brady gives that to a lot of teams. He's been there so much, many times, he's going to come through under pressure. But Mahomes, his teammates must look at him like, no matter what the score, how much time is left in the game and how we've played until now, this dude means we're going to win. Did you ever play, like, do you have experiences? A lot of times you were the guy playing with a quarterback or a player, a teammate like that, where you looked at him and said, we have him, we're going to win. Or were you that guy on your teams?
I was that guy, but, in the Pro Bowl I played in, Peyton Manning started as quarterback. And that was the one time, that I had that feeling in my NFL career.
That, like, oh, my God, we got this guy. Hey, Ricky, you have Curious Questions with Ricky Williams, your podcast. Tell me about it.
Yeah, so it's a podcast. I started this, had the idea for a couple of years, and I thought about, what do I really want to do? And I flashed back to sitting in the locker room and having to field questions from the media. And I hated the questions. I felt like they were so shallow, and I've always been a deeper guy. And so, I got this podcast to ask the kinds of questions that I would have asked myself. And right. And a little twist to it is one of my passions is astrology. And so I bring guests on, I look at their astrology, and then based on what I see, I ask specific questions and I try to unfold.
You ask questions based on astrology.
Yep.
Well, astrology is very popular, but Ricky, what is the, I don't understand the gravitational effect of celestial bodies is inversely proportional to their distance, Ricky. They have to be awful massive to determine your future. How is it that the planets determine, the stars determine your future?
That's really a huge misconception about astrology. Really, astrology, you can think of it as a clock, meaning, the first people that used astrology were agriculturalists, right? And they realized that at certain times of the year, if they planted their crops, they were more likely to grow.
No, that was astronomy. That's astronomy, not astrology.
Well, what astrology is we take astronomical information and we interpret it. So that's that's astrology. They were taking the position of the planets and interpreting to mean this is a good time to plant, this is a good time to harvest. And so that's really what it evolved over. And it's just like thousands of years, people taking notes. When this planet was here, we noticed that this happened. So it's not about causation; it's about correlation. It's about correlation.
Okay, all right. Okay, I can see. You and I would argue about that all day. However, I like the explanation. the fault, dear Brutus, lies not in our stars, but in ourselves. The great Ricky Williams, ladies and gentlemen, former Heisman winner. I'm having a problem with the English language today. Not a Foreman Heisman winner, a former Heisman winner, Ricky Williams. Ladies and gentlemen, Curious Questions with Ricky Williams is the podcast. Ricky, thank you for coming on today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Washington football team was the first notch in Brady's belt. Or is it on his belt? I guess I could say on his belt in the playoffs. Starting running back Antonio Gibson next. Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. Sports is using technology to take fan experience to the next level, like having digital fans in the stands. I was tripped up for a second because Raj apparently believes the way you spell Antonio is Antonito. That spells what you spelled Raj as Antonito. I'm pretty sure it's not Antonito Gibson.
When you don't know, he was on the practice squad. He might have been on the practice squad. You don't know.
Antonito Gibson? When it comes to hiring, there's one solution. It's been advancing its technology for years, ZipRecruiter. Now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/max. ZipRecruiter's technology identifies people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. No wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the very first day. In fact, a friend of mine used this, and within 1 day, got 4 qualified candidates and someone named Antonito Gibson. And that was not good. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/max. That's ZipRecruiter.com/max. Washington football team's Antonio Gibson, no relation to Antonito Gibson. Coming up next, the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Super Week 2021 continues with Max Kellerman on ESPN Radio. The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, and on your smart speaker. It's Super Bowl week, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. We're going to talk to Antonio Gibson, Washington team's running back, in a matter of moments. A pox on his house. Oh, do I hate other NFC East teams and players. I hate them. Richard in Manhattan, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. Richard. Well, I'm not hearing Richard. I presume that he's not there. Kerwin in New Jersey, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
All right, Max, don't get mad at me. But I got an offer for you, and I will throw in T.J. Watt and Deshaun Watson if you change one of your daughter's names to Jamie Dolan Kellerman.
Hold on, I have to change my daughter's name to Jamie Dolan Kellerman, and I get what? I get Deshaun Watson and T.J. Watt.
Oof. You do.
Oh, hey, Janie, come down here a second. My daughter's names are Esther, Sam, and Mira, so I... Hey, J.D., Janie Dolan Kellerman. I get Deshaun Watson and T.J. Watt. I got to see which one of my daughters is in the doghouse right now, and she's getting a name change. Deshaun and T.J.? Yeah, that's worth it. It's worth it. Do I actually have to say Dolan, or can I just say J.D.? Mitch in New Jersey, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
How's it going, Max? Rams, I had to do it. They gave up a lot, but I hope they can get themselves a fast receiver in the second round, get another running back. I think that will really make the offense click.
Well, I mean, the Rams also have to consider how much longer is Aaron Donald going to perform at this level? You know, like, are you just going to assume that Aaron Donald's going to be already, like, this past year, was he as good as he was 2 years ago? J.J. Watt was the last. I'm talking about T.J. Watt. J.J. Watt was the last Aaron Donald-level defensive player, and he was on that level. J.J. Watt at his best, I remember thinking, like, wait, is his prime as good as LT's prime? He's like, he's one of those dudes. You know, Bruce Smith at his best. Reggie White. Reggie Lewis. You know, like the all-time greats. He was there. It didn't last for that. You know, it was like if you have a 5-year prime as an all-time great defensive player in the front seven, I mean, that's a lot. So the Rams are assuming that Aaron Donald continues to give you MVP-level defensive production. Kind of like, you know, so they don't have any first-round picks until 2025, 2024 at the earliest, I think. So what are they really guessing? They're betting that for the next 2 to 3 years, Aaron Donald's going to be the same force he is today? Because it's hard to imagine the Rams challenging for a Super Bowl with some really diminished version of Aaron Donald. I don't know. I really don't know about that. Andre in Massachusetts, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Yeah, how you doing, Max? You're 100% right. Aaron Donald needs to be healthy for the Rams to challenge for a Super Bowl, but I believe that's going to be the case. And also with Matthew Stafford in Sean McVay's system and an organization that's willing to spend money, I think the Rams are bona fide contenders for a championship. They had to spend more, as you noted. That's to get up off of Goff's contract. They had some buyer's remorse. They know they went wrong on that. So they had to put that extra.
But it's not really spending, Andre, it's not really spending money because there's a hard cap in the NFL and there's also a floor. There's a floor and a ceiling and there's a pretty narrow range. All the owners spend more or less the same. There's no luxury tax because it's a hard ceiling. It's a hard cap. So it's not really so much about the money they spent on Goff because they'd have to spend that money somewhere else anyway. It's about the number of resources that they just gave up to bring in an improvement on quarterback, but not a great quarterback so far, just a good one. And Goff was competent. Two firsts and a third to get it and a swap of quarterbacks. The Lions won that deal. Antonio Gibson, Washington football team's running back. 11 TDs this year, 4.7 yards per run. What's going on, Antonio? Thanks for joining me on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
No problem. Thank you.
Thanks for coming on. And by the way, may I just say a pox on your house and your team. Oh, do I hate the Washington football team. A Giants fan. And you guys, your defense is looking pretty good. Pretty, pretty good.
Amazing.
Yeah, man, that defense is looking good. By the way, there are parts of the offense that are looking good, but no quarterback to speak of at the moment, Antonio. What do you hope happens during this offseason?
I feel like we have quarterbacks in the building. We have Alex Smith. We got Kyle. We got Heineke. So, you know, I'm fine with those guys. If they decide to bring somebody in, you know, let's work with him. But, you know, just to have a consistent quarterback all year, you know, that's what I'm looking forward to.
Antonio, come on. Let's just between you and me. When everyone hears that Deshaun Watson might be on the move, you know, some caller just called in and said, everyone knows I hate Jim Dolan because of what he's done to my Knicks. And they said, would I rename, basically name one of my daughters after Jim Dolan, just change her name, if I could have Deshaun Watson as my quarterback? And the answer is probably yes. It probably is. You must have been thinking, wait, Deshaun's on the move? What's up? What's up, Washington? What do we got? What do we got? Come on, what were you thinking when you heard Deshaun could be changing teams?
You know, I feel like that would be a great fit. You know, who doesn't want Deshaun Watson? You know, one of the elite players in the league right now. You know, playing at a high level. So, you know, a guy like that could change a whole program. So, you know, of course, I'm like, oh man, what if we get this guy? So that'd be a big time movement right there.
Meantime, you talk about changing cultures or, you know, changing organizations. The Washington football team has changed in the last year or two. For the first time in really decades for me, as an NFC East fan, I'm like, uh-oh, we're going to have to deal with Washington now. It started by Dan Snyder having to apologize for some stuff that had gone on behind closed doors in the front office. He then hired a new GM. He hired a new coach. Ron Rivera has brought a level of professionalism that has the world looking at your franchise differently. What is it like to play in Washington right now?
Just seeing a change and being a part of that, it's kind of a good feeling to know you're being a start of something new and to build from that. So, you know, a lot of people, you could join a team that's already winning. I mean, that's a good feeling, of course, but to start somewhere, you know, where you're building and, you know, you kind of got to get out the mud is an even better feeling to me.
Meantime, you saw that Tampa defense up close. You lost 31-23 in the playoffs, although it was amazing that you guys even got to the playoffs, let alone were competitive defensively against Tampa. But you saw the Tampa defense up close. They've been playing very well throughout these playoffs. What were your thoughts of the Tampa D?
Amazing. That D-line, you know, that was something serious. You know, respect to all those guys. It was very tough, but, you know, we fought, and you know, they just got the best of us, so, you know.
What do you think their chances are against Pat? Now, Patrick Mahomes missing his two starting tackles. They're both excellent players. Mitch Schwartz and Eric Fisher. What do you think their chances are that
personally,
front? Go ahead.
I feel like that offense is too dominant right now. All the weapons they got, and Patrick Mahomes throwing the way he throws, and the weapon he has is kind of unbeatable to me.
Is that when you look at Mahomes, to my eyes, I'm 47 years old. I never even had the shoulder pads on. I was a skinny little high school kid. But I've never seen a quarterback that I thought that dude is as good as Mahomes. I think he's the best I've ever put my eyes on. What do you think of Mahomes when you watch him play nowadays?
It's hard to say that when you got guys like Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers out there, but he's definitely making a name for himself. You know, it's different. The way he plays is different. I feel like that's what amazes everybody. So, you know, all the respect to him because, you know, what he does on the field is just kind of like, it always has you at like, oh, like, I didn't think he's going to get that off. Or he threw this underarm or he threw this with his left arm. So the way he plays is very different. And I don't think we've seen too much of that yet. So I feel like that's what has everybody's eyes. So if he keeps playing like that, definitely could be one of the best quarterbacks.
You mean like off-platform throws? It looks like the play is over, and somehow not only does he wiggle out of it, but they score or they pick up the first down. Is that what do you think that is about him? Is that just it's vision, it's arm strength? But like, what is that quality in Mahomes that allows him to do that stuff? Do you think?
I call that the it factor. I don't think you train for that. I don't think you can. I feel like stuff like that is just instinct and having that want to. So I definitely call that the it factor.
Yeah, for sure. What are you doing with Panini America?
Signing cards, right? Just before media, and now I got media, so, you know, interviews.
Right. Well, you're out there promoting it, Panini America. Thank you very much, Antonio, for coming on the show today. Best of luck. Oh, no, wait, I take that back. No, not best of luck. I hope you do fine. But I'm putting a sports jinx right now on the Washington football team. Come on, Giants. All right, thank you. Oh, do I hate the Washington football team. Thank you, Antonio. All right. Well, that's what he's doing with Panini America, Raj. He's doing some promotion. I can't say I know more about it now than I did before. However, I did say Panini America now about four times, so that's worth something. Is there any way the Brooklyn Nets can win with this defense? I'm talking about challenge for a championship, guys. Is there any way? Football fans, listen up. DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55, has up to $55 million in total prizes up for grabs for their Super Bowl prediction pool. What a coincidence. It's Super Bowl 55, and they just happen to have up to $55 million worth of prizes. It's a good thing they didn't run this promotion last year, Super Bowl 54, or next year, Super Bowl 56. This came just in time. Enter the free prediction challenge. Answer questions like, who'll score last? And boom, get ready to make it rain. We're playing this Sunday. That's right. Raj is putting together his little fantasy football league, which I am the draft king of. One more than anyone else. And I'll tell you what. I know a lot of people are like, well, there are fewer teams now. It's more fun during the regular season. Maybe that's true. But you know what? Don't look a gift horse in the mouth. You still get to play fantasy football. Not only that, this is it. This is it. All winter's going to go by no more. And listen, fantasy basketball's awesome. Baseball's awesome. Fantasy football, it's just different. Oh, and they got all kinds of, it's like a version of prop bets almost. It's awesome. There's no better way to ignore your family this snowy January season. Sorry, February season. We're in February already. Anyway. Download the DraftKings app and use promo code MAX to enter the free $55 million prediction challenge. Everyone gets an instant prize up to $25,000 just for playing. Instant prize. That's code MAX only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55. Terms, conditions, and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. New York. Are the Nets in trouble? Max Kellerman Show.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, the ESPN app at SiriusXM Channel 80, and on your smart speaker. I'm on a world tour with Muhammad, my man. On a world tour, Raj, with Muhammad, my man. Tribe had the kind of albums you just put on. You didn't have to make it the activity to listen to it. It's not War Report or Cuban Links or something like that. But you could just let it ride. Have some people over, let it ride. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I get the Nets can score, but oh my God. Is anybody going to D up? The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Small business protection for more than vehicles. With insurance expertise to keep your company moving forward. More at progressivecommercial.com. Here's Kyrie Irving after that sorry performance by the sorry against the Washington Wizards. 48 points. Not just in any old quarter, in the fourth quarter. 48 points given up. Kyrie, what do you have to say for yourself?
It seems like every game we play, we're battling. Just some things that the game flow can bring you. You know, whether it be some calls going your way, whether it be some high scoring quarters. They score 48 in the fourth quarter. I don't know if we're going to get many wins if we allow 48 points in any quarter. You know, down the stretch, we had that game. It should have been ours. So, you know, we just look at ourselves in the mirror and just see where we can correct as individuals and as a group, you know, just especially on the effort. You know, I couldn't guard a stick today. You know, those guys were just going right around me. You know, I was getting frustrated a little bit, but they kept attacking, and that's what good teams do and good scorers do.
Good for Kyrie. That's a coherent answer, which is not always the case with him, but that was coherent. He took responsibility. First, he sounded like he was making excuses, but really, I don't mind when guys make excuses for their teammates. But he didn't make any excuses for himself. He could have said he couldn't guard a stick. And he's right. Kyrie bothers me, too, about it because Kyrie is capable of playing defense. There's a good defender in there, but he doesn't often do it. He can do it in high leverage moments, you know, game on the line. If Kyrie's on a dude, yeah, I don't mind that. But damn, Kyrie, where's that consistent effort? Kyrie's got to ask himself these questions if he wants to be a superstar, not just the greatest show in the NBA, which he is, but a superstar, an MVP. Meantime, let me explain something to you guys, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, in the last 20 years, no defense ranked below 11th has won a championship. Now, listen to this. This is mind-boggling. Since the Harden trade, in the game since the Harden trade, we're talking about 10 games now, I think, the Nets have the number one offense of all time per 100 possessions, number one, and the number one worst defense. They're the dead last defense, and they're playing sorry teams. 149 points given up to the Wizards, 125 to the Thunder, 128 to the Hawks, 124 to a depleted Heat team, 147 and 40 and 125 both to the Cavs. Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.